I believe that life is a roller coaster. There are many highs and many lows. No matter if my eyes are open wide to the world, I may never be ready for my roller coaster to take a turn, whether it is for good or bad. I cannot control roller coasters, and until the day I build one, I never will. I get on a roller coaster expecting it only to last 160 seconds, merely, but nothing more than that. As it starts, I figure, this ride will be fun. I'll hold on to whoever is with me. How bad could it be? But when I turn, they are not there, and now I am left alone. There is no looking back. It's too late. I must continue on this ride of life. As it starts, I'm born, I'm loved, I'm named. Celine as it starts, but Mom prefers Lee, so that's what it will be from now on. Diaper changes, being fed and bathed, basically taken care of. This is the life. I'm growing, I'm happy, I'm laughing, and I'm up. Who needs someone to hold on to when I am so high and nothing can touch me but the clouds? Yes, I am alone, but when I look down, the only people I can see is my family, ready to catch me if I fall. Screaming seems like the only logical thing to do as I have reached the top of my roller coaster. It has only been 100 seconds, and I don't mind if this ride goes on forever. But in the next 10 seconds, my life will change, but because I can't see the future, I continue on my ride happy. Then it hits me. I can't breathe, my feet and arm hurt, and I suddenly want to get off this ride more than ever. I can't breathe because my seatbelt is too tight. My foot hurts because it is stuck between the seats. My arm hurts because it is outside of the car of the roller coaster, and the wind is pounding every one of its fists as if it is intentionally trying to take my arm off. I'm inflicting the pain on myself, but how did I get to this point? I thought I was having fun, but I'm panicked, I'm in agony, and I'm going down. It seems as though the only way to stop this horrific ride is to let it plummet to the ground, taking me with it. I wouldn't mind that at this point. I'm too far down, and I'm going too fast to try to steer clear of what is to come. I look to my mom for help, but she can't help me. I have to help myself. I can't have it in this way, though, with only 130 seconds in. I loosen my seatbelt, put my arm in the car, and hastily try to release my foot from between the seats. Seems so simple, but in the time of anguish and pure obscurity, it seemed impossible. Out of what I thought to be harm's way, the ride starts to go up and heads towards the finish line. When the roller coaster stops, I run to embrace my salvation. I never want to ride another roller coaster as long as I live, but I know that it is inevitable because this is life. From now on, though, I will know when to laugh and when to take caution on the roller coaster of life.
Thank you.